together as a family?
They come the Boxing Day a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, we've had
a spot down there, then, is
it? We've had over 50, so that's pretty good. There's a lot more than that, but
yeah.
A lot of them are not right around here, you know, and it's impossible for them to get here, yeah. And in the wintertime. So,
it must be quite a feeling to look at all those people and know that they come from you.
I know. When you just think of it, even.
Yeah.
Well, is it possible?
Yeah.
Well, great-great-grandchildren.
Yeah, there's nearly, I think there's almost 80 in the whole family.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. How old's your oldest great-great-grandchild?
That would be Scott's baby. Scott's baby.
They're all babies, yeah. I assume.
No, some of them are.
Oh.
Three, and maybe five.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be
Scott's
the
oldest. Baby. Over a year.
Cindy's.
They just come back.
No, not Cindy's. Well, Cindy's little one's going on three.
Yeah.
Nisha's oldest one must be five.
So they know you then?
I've seen them. I've now one little bit.
Yeah.
And Sherry's little one, she must be four now.
We don't know them. They don't come around as much.
One lives in Sackville and the other one lives down in St. Mary's Bay. Cantallon or somewhere. And you don't see them as much as...
Yes, God just came from the house.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But here's a child. We haven't seen that one yet. Oh, that's
good. They're lucky to know you. Not too many people get to know their great-grandmother.
No, they didn't. I never even got to know my grandmother very good. Either one of them.
Well... So do you think you enjoyed growing up down here?
Oh, I think we had a good life.
Yeah.
Until we were old enough to realize we wanted something different.
Yeah.
And that's the way every place, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you come back.
Then you get
realize
back.
How good you had it, you come back.
Yeah, right. Come back to get some peace and quiet.